Hi everyone, this is Michelle from Boo Sounds. This message is aimed at Audio Boo and Dolores with regards to the pictures on the for the visually impaired community. Please feel free to add on comments or recordings to this if you so desire. It's been said with regards to pictures, you know, to put them on profiles and stuff like that. Something to consider is that usually if a blind person is to get a picture, they have to get somebody sighted to take it. And not always do blind people have a sighted person. You know, even myself, I have some vision, and I find it hard to take a picture of myself. So that's why I'm thankful that I've got, I'm like the average sighted person, that I've got lots of pictures. But not everybody is. Also, I wanted to mention about when people are out and about. Now, let's say the blind person is walking out and about, and, you know, they've got an interesting sound, you know, for their boo, and they're done their boo, they take a picture, but it's not what it is. It could be anything on that. They may not even know where that interesting sound is coming from, you know, just by ear. Here's what I'd suggest. When you're out and about, just turn, you know, go to your destination that you want to do. Close your eyes. Turn yourself around maybe once or twice. And then try to take your picture. I think then you'll get kind of an idea of how somebody totally blind gets their pictures. Not always are they going to be with somebody. So I can see, you know, if they're with somebody, they could say, well, you know what, can you take a picture of such a, of what that is for me, you know, and get some help. That's fine. But not always are people. Also, one of the things that has been noted on Audio Boo Buddies, and this is a really good point, is that there are quite a few people who do just audio blogging of their day. And that boo, like, you know, what's to take a picture of, really? It might be just something in their house. Well, not everybody wants to take a picture of what's in their house and has trouble aiming. But also, too, something... Now, here's where the suggestion is, part is. In the last inception of the site, one thing I really liked is beside each boo on your feed, you took a little square, like if you had a profile picture, that profile picture was right beside your boo, or each boo, and you could play, or, you know, it had, might have had that play button or whatever, so you still got to see the picture of whoever it was. Then you're still getting an idea of, you know, what's going on. You know, who's sending it or whatever. Then it it's not leaving the person with nothing. Because I was looking at my site, and I realized, oh, wait a minute. There's nothing there for when I was doing Christmas traditions, for example. And so, yeah, I agree, it makes it look plain. But if you put that little square back, then you at least have that person's profile picture that you're looking at. So I hope that helps. I hope I didn't sound like I was meandering too much, but yeah, I'm opening this up to any other visually impaired user. So, take care. May your journeys be safe ones, and God bless. Bye for now.